Tonight, singer and pianist Lucas Jack will return home when he takes the stage at Bell's Brewery. Jack's musical journey has wound its way from Michigan to Chicago to Texas. But it all started here, in downtown Kalamazoo, inside a wine bar called Webster's Prime. Jack was all of 17 years old, and his fans didn't dance or jump around as much as bob their heads to his piano melodies.
Yeah, it was definitely not the, you know, punk rock club or indie rock kind of club experience that you might think it was.
Jack says the job was simple. Play a few Billy Joel covers and keep people happy. Not exactly rock star stuff, but a start.
You know, I could probably only play like 30 songs or something. But it was a really good experience of learning how to interact with crowds and learning how to sing a song and have people interrupt you and ask you to play a different song. That's something every piano player has to deal with, and that's something I certainly have grown accustomed to even now.
But once Jack left Kalamazoo and headed to college, he was forced to confront the classic conundrum for a young artist. Do you pursue your dream or go for a stable career? Jack chose stability. In his case, that meant majoring in accounting. Then when he didn't like that, he set his sights on law school, then a lawyer job in Chicago. He says he never liked the job, too much paperwork and day-to-day monotony. But what kept him going was his double life as a musician. Just still another day, another way to blow it all the town. His band played late at night, and they were kind of successful. They even went to the Bonnaroo Music Festival for 4 straight years.
And that really gave me a taste of what it would be like to be a full-time musician playing in front of, you know, thousands of people all the time. Playing all those years at Bonnaroo is what got me thinking, I don't want to be a lawyer anymore.
The breaking point for Jack was one moment in 2011. He was talking with his then-girlfriend. She was in the Air Force, about to be stationed in Texas. He planned on going with her. So when she asked him what he'd do in Texas, he told her,
I want to quit being a lawyer. I want to start playing music. I thought she might buy that. I didn't realize that you make no money doing it. But she just said, oh, okay, that sounds good. You should do that. And I was shocked that she said that. And that permission, I guess, that this wonderful woman would still marry me, even if I was just this broke musician. That moment in time is when my whole life changed.
Jennifer, are you there? Could you come downstairs? I've been wandering around in the darkness.
Suddenly, life was music 24/7. Jack was writing or performing every night. It all made him reconsider what kind of music he was playing. His style used to be more theatric, soaring ballads that went on for 7 or 8 minutes. Not exactly the kind of stuff you want to hear at a club.
But I've moved away from that now that I've been playing out at these clubs and realize that I need to write stuff that's a little more accessible and that rocks a little more and drives a little more. So the last few years, my sound has definitely transitioned from ballads into more straightforward rock songs.
Fell in love, but it all fell through when the time came to make decisions.
Jack says it's not just the music that's changed either. The office is gone, now replaced by just his family and his piano.
And I walk my girls to school every morning in a stroller, and in every minute of every day I'm doing something that I really, really, really love to do. I just have this huge goal, which is to get my songs in front of many people as I can. And I'm always working towards it. So I feel like my life has a whole lot more purpose rather than just being stuck on cruise control at the office.
That passion will take Jack back to Kalamazoo tonight. It's here that he'll try to show his old friends and himself that taking that risk was worth it. Where we are, we belong.